call your attention again to Ruth, the second chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. The second chapter, I'm going to pick up reading at verse 5 where Minister Davis left off. Verse 5, then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and had continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go forth through after them. Have I not charged the young men that they should not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go into the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward he giveth thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Verse 12. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward will be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Supporting scripture, the 62nd Psalms, verses 7 and 8. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a theme this morning. All we have to do is keep on trusting God. All we have to do is keep on trusting God. I am thankful to a mighty, merciful God for blessing Fowles Chapel Missionary Baptist Church the way that he has and is blessing us. Not only has he been good over the years, but he's still good. Hallelujah, Jesus. We say many times that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. And that should be more than mere words, because there is no doubt that when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done for me, hallelujah, Jesus, my soul cries out. See, every now and then you got to go a little bit farther than that lip service. And you got to go down in the depths of your soul and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every now and then, I'm going to preach here in a minute, but every now and then, you got to think about how good God has been. You got to think about when you almost gave up hope, and God whispered in your ears and said, it's going to be all right. Hang in there and hold on and hold out, and I will make a way out of no way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I love him this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I'm not the only one God been good to. God been good to somebody in here. And you may well take your brakes off and let go and let God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
out of all that we've gone through, God is still right by our side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I go to the house of God, I want to feel like I've been to God's house. And I found out that if I want to feel like I got something, I got to put something in order to get something out. If that's no more than just my attention, I gotta be attentive to the word of God. I gotta be attentive to the spirit of God. And when that spirit started to move, I don't want to be concentrating on something else. I want to grab hold of mine while it's going through. Hallelujah, Jesus. All we have to do is keep on trusting God. Hallelujah. We ought to trust him. It's all right to feel good. Because don't nobody know like you know. Those times when your body was in pain. Somebody may have said, I know what you're going through. But I found out, Brother Pittman, that you can handle a certain amount of pain and I can handle a certain amount of pain, but we may not be able to handle the same amount. So when the pain come on you, you might be able to handle it one way, but I got to do it my way. And there are some of us, many of us, thank God, that when pain, trouble, sickness, or whatever it is come, we got somebody that we can call on. And how many of you don't mind calling on the name of Jesus? I wonder this morning, how many of you really tried him for yourself? It's not what nobody told you, but you had a situation on your table. And you said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to give it over to you right now. And the Lord worked it out for you. Tell me I wouldn't praise a God like that. When I can't see my way, God already knows the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him. I heard somebody say, when the praises go up, anybody want a blessing this morning? Anybody want a real bona fide blessing this morning? Oh, you don't want to be blessed this morning. All we have to do bless you. I thank God for what my ears are hearing. I thank him even more for what I feel down on the inside. God has blessed us to be here on another Sunday morning. God has allowed us just one more time to come together to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I hope that from last Sunday to this moment right now that some of us took time to sow some good seeds. We cannot neglect our responsibility and obligation to carry and share the good news. Because I found that as true disciples for Christ, we ought to want others to know the strength and the power of God. I count it all joy this morning, and I look at it as a privilege just to be counted amongst the living. I'm thankful that I'm still in my right mind. I'm thankful that God allows his precious blood to yet run warm in my veins. I'm thankful this morning that God allowed us in this place of worship where there is a sweet, sweet spirit. And I thank God for the Spirit of God that is in this place, because I know that it is by the love of Jesus. And I'm thankful that God blessed us with enough love in our congregation that it flows amongst us. There's nothing like experiencing church love. Church love is some mighty good love. Oh, we like to talk about church hurt, but there are some folk that know something about church love. Everybody in the church don't hurt you. Everybody in the church don't want anything to happen to you but good things. There might be a few somewhere in between that may have their minds a little mixed up and don't wish you well, but don't worry about the few. Thank God for the many that believe that if God saved me, he can save you. Thank God for those that realize when the Bible said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means me, you, you, and everybody in here. It doesn't exempt you just because you can say I've been on the Lord's side for a long time. Today, people of all denominations, life centers, worship centers, and we take time to consider and respect this day as Palm Sunday. On Palm Sunday, on this Sunday, Christians celebrate the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. This was the week preceding his death and resurrection. This week is also known to many as the Passion Sunday, which marks the beginning of Holy Week. Holy Week concludes with next Sunday when we have Easter Sunday morning sunrise service. And then we have our 11 o'clock service. But all day long, all day Sunday is going to be Easter. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I wonder, do we have the mind to realize that we need to celebrate Jesus every day of our lives? Every time something good happens, we ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Every time something bad happens, we ought to say, God, have mercy on me. There's always an opportunity for you to talk to the Lord. And what I like about it is it doesn't necessarily have to be when you're going through. Anybody just like to talk to God just because he's been good? Hallelujah. Yes, God is a good God. I believe, Brother James, when you celebrated your birthday yesterday, you weren't worried about your past yesterday. You were thankful that God allowed you another year around the world. Another year God has allowed you to be counted amongst the living. As we read through the gospel, the Bible reveals that when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, that the crowds greeted him waving palm branches, and they even covered the path that he rode through with palm branches also, and they greeted him as their earthly king. They were sure that he would end the Roman occupation and Jerusalem would again be a Jewish city. They were expecting Jesus to do what they could not do. As Jesus rode through, they shouted, Hosanna, which means God save us. He rides in as a king and a week later walks to a humiliating death. So today, let us be mindful of the fact that it's a day of celebration. We are remembering, we are reliving the last week that our Savior walked upon the earth in human flesh. What if there was a way that you had knowledge enough or you were able to know exactly when that was going to be your last week to live? Now, I'm not talking about the speculation of the doctors. When they diagnose you and they determine that you got such and such, either months, weeks, or years. And then there are some situations where it even comes down to a matter of days. And even in the midst of that, those of us that are believers, we can sit by the bedside, but we know, I don't care how long they linger and lay there, they are not going to die until God gets ready. But now, if you knew that I have one more week to live, you know it to be a fact. And I say it like that because I'm making reference to Jesus the Christ, and Jesus knew that this was his last week. He knew that he was going to suffer. He knew that he was going to die. But yet he knew that he had purpose in his life. So now, when you began to think about your life, don't you know that there is a purpose, there is a reason why God created you from the dust of the ground? And whatever that purpose is, some of us go through our whole life and we never know why God created us. And then there are some of us that got a general idea and we are trying to do some things, but do we ever do enough for the Lord? If you knew that you had 1 week left, I wonder what would be going through your mind. Some folk would say, I don't have much more time left, so I got to get out there and do some of the things that I thought I wanted to do. Some folk would say, I've been living a terrible life, and I got 1 week to get my act together. I got 1 week to get back on the Lord's side. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some folk would begin to think, well, I got 7 days left, so 2 or 3 of those days, I'm going to have me a good time. I hadn't had a party in a long time. Oh, come on, don't act like y'all never partied. Don't act like you didn't have a good time when you were out there. Don't act like just because you done got saved, you forgot what it was to be out there either. You talk about those that are out there, so you know what's going on. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. The same thing going on now went on years ago. So don't play with me this morning and act like you don't know what I'm talking about. We have to be real with ourselves if we want to get to a higher height with God. Not higher height with me. I don't have a heaven or a hell to carry you to. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have got to come to a place where we trust God. And in those last 7 days, I would hope or trust and believe that our main objective would be to be as close to the Lord as we can get. To be as happy as we can get. To go back and clean up some of our mess if we can. If there's some folk that we know that we have ought against, if there's some folk we know that we've wronged, and we know that we've been suffering in our conscience about it, then we need to run back and tell them, Daryl, I'm sorry. I don't have to tell them I don't have but a few days to live, but I need to tell you I'm sorry. What happens sometimes is you tell folk too much of your business and you miss your blessing. You can't tell folk everything. I don't care whether they praying for you or not. There's something between you and God. It's times like these, the time that we're experiencing on today, that should cause us to increase our faith. That should cause us that even if we were at our last moments, to increase our fellowship with God. Because it's a known fact that if we ever needed the Lord, it's right now. Right now, we need God. Right now, we need to increase our faith. We need to trust God. We need to know that God will make a way. The Bible declared that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's our faith that allows us to know peace. It's our faith in God that allows us to recognize when healing comes in our bodies. We have to trust the word of God and do what the word of God tells us to do. And one of the main commandments that Jesus told us, love ye one another as he has loved us. And not only should we love one another, but we got to learn how to forgive one another. Then a lot of times you are the one that end up loving. You're the one that always forgiving. You're the one that seemingly always come up short. But Paul says to us this morning, don't get tired of doing good. Paul said, be not weary in your well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So in other words, if you're doing good to your brothers and sisters, and you're tired of being the one that's always have to be there. God told me to tell you this morning, be there. God told me to tell you, do not be weary in your well-doing. For if you hold on and hold out in due season, you're going to reap a reward. There's some things that you may have done for some folk that they may never be able to pay you back. But I tell you, somebody that was watching when you did the giving. Somebody that was watching when you give the forgiving. Somebody was watching when you bent over backwards and made the sacrifices to be a help to somebody else and denied yourself of some things. And what I love about it is that God sees and knows everything that we do. So we got to be careful about the seeds that we sow. But we got to understand that Jesus watches and we are going to be paid, repaid for the things that we've done on this side of life. When we talk about trust, trust means to have reliance or faith in. So if I'm going to keep on trusting God, then I got to rely on him. I got to know that he will make a way. I got to know that I don't have all of the answers. And that's why King Solomon tells us to trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and the Bible says he shall direct thy path. So if you trust him, if you really trust him, I believe that God will lead you in the direction that he wants you to go. If you trust God this morning, then all you have to do is when you get up in the morning is know that God will make a way throughout that day. When I began to think about the word of God, the Bible declared that every day is a day of thanksgiving. So when I come to you this morning, I want you to know that David realized I got to trust in the Lord. I got to give God my all in all. My soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from God alone. He is my rock. He's my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength. God is my refuge. I will trust in the Lord at all times. I will always give God the praise. I'll praise him when I feel like it and when I don't. I stop by to tell somebody this morning that if you wholeheartedly trust in the power of God, he may not come in your time, but he comes in his own time. The Lord will come when he needs to come. For I believe he hear your humble cry. We got to understand this morning that God is on our side. And the Lord wants somebody this morning that will trust him with all that they have. I want to tell you this morning about a story of a woman of God that trusted in the power of God. This woman of God loved like anybody could love. She had a love deep down on the inside. They tell me that this woman had a husband, and the husband died and left her there just with her mother-in-law. I thank God this morning, but there was a woman by the name of Naomi. Naomi was a God-fearing woman. Naomi found herself in a land called the Moab. When she got there in that particular land, she found that her husband had died. Both of her sons had died. Left just her and her two daughter-in-law. But one of the daughter-in-law, by the name of Ruth, she believed in the power of God. I want to let you know about Sister Naomi. Naomi wasn't a selfish soul. Naomi realized, girls, y'all been with me for a long time. You've been doing things that nobody else would do. But I want to release you and let you go. I know that you're young women and you can find you another husband. You can find somebody else to take care of you. I want to let you know that I don't want to hold you down. But I want to give you my blessing. I want to let you know that I love you. I want to let you know that I thank you for everything that you've done for me. But I want to hug you now, and I want to bid you farewell. Well, one of the daughters came up to Naomi, kissed Naomi, and went on her merry way. But Sister Ruth, she had the love of God down on the inside. Ruth went to Naomi, said, "Oh, Naomi, you've been good to me. You've been just like a mother to me. And I love you from deep down in my heart. Wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you do, I'll do. Your God will be my God. In other words, I trust the same God that you trust in. I'm not from your land. I didn't know anything about that God. But you shared the good news of the gospel That's why I tell church folk that when you hear the word of God, when you get full of the word of God, and you go out after the benediction, you ought to share the good news. You ought to tell somebody, not that we had church this morning, but you ought to tell somebody that my Redeemer lives. You ought to tell somebody that God is a forgiving God. You ought to tell somebody that God is a merciful God. You ought to tell somebody that all you have to do is keep on trusting God. I look here in the word of God, and Ruth began to draw to Naomi. Naomi realized it's time for us to get out of here. We better go back where I come from. Nobody around here gonna help me, but I got some kinfolk where I come from. If I can just get back where I come from, I got a cousin there. I got somebody there that might lend me a helping hand. But I want to let you know that when they got to this particular land, that there was a rich man by the name of Boaz. Boaz had a big field, had everything going on in his life. Boaz was an old man. And one day, as the reapers was out in the field, one of the foremen saw this young lady walking down and gleaning in the field. But I want to let you know that when you got God down on the inside, you don't take anybody for granted. I heard that Sister Ruth went to the foreman and said, I want to know, is it all right for me to pick up some of this grain? I don't want to be in nobody's yard. I don't want to be in a field that I don't have any business in. But I heard that the foreman gave a good report. Said, this is a strange woman. She's not one of the women from around here. But even though she is a stranger, she worked hard all day long. I watched her as she began to work, and she didn't never stop, but just for a little while. She went in for a little while, and she cooled herself for a little while. Then she got back on her job. So I see here in the second chapter that Naomi realized that when I get back to where I come from, that things are going to change in our life. The Bible said, then Boaz said unto his servant, I want you to find out who that damsel is. I want to know where did she come from. They said, that is the woman that came here with Sister Naomi. Boaz said, I heard all about her story. Must have been something about like Lexington. All you got to do is let one person know that you're back in town, and they'll tell somebody everything that they know, and some of that they don't know. They'll tell them where you've been. They'll tell them what you've done. But I want to let you know that God already knows. You don't have to give a report for me. God is watching. He sits high and he looks down low. I heard that Boaz said, I know who you are. I heard about your story. I heard how good you was to your mother-in-law. I heard how you left your mother. You left your father. You left all of your family. Came to a strange land. You are a stranger in this land. But I thank God. I like what I see. And one thing we have to understand is that Boaz was not being fresh. Boaz saw good character in the body of Ruth. Boaz saw somebody that loved the woman of God. Boaz saw somebody that learned the love of Jesus. So he said unto the men, that's a good looking woman there. You better not touch her. You better not bother Ruth. In other words, I want Ruth to get with the other maidens. Go down behind the reapers. Get all the grain that you want. Then he told those that were reaping, every now and then, drop a little extra. Don't get all the good grain and pack it up. Because I want to look out for the woman of God. I want to make sure that she got something to carry back to Naomi. So drop some on purpose. And I done let her know to get right there behind you. Don't wait till the evening when everybody else come running. But get right behind the reapers. start picking it up and they drop it. See, that's what we got to do when we want something for God. We got to act just like Ruth asked. And when God say go, you got to go like he went. Ruth went on where she had to go. She began to do all that the Lord told her to do. He said, I know you're going to get thirsty, but I got some men that have already drawn some water. So when you get thirsty, my daughter, go in there and get you a cool drink. Don't worry about who drawed it. Don't worry about who got anything to say about it. When God got something for you, it is for you. You can be a stranger in the land, but God will make a way out of no way. I want to let you know all you got to do is trust in the power of God. For God told us, if we look at the word of Boaz, Boaz let Ruth know everything is going to be all right because you have found favor. You have found favor. You are under the wings of hope. You got faith in a mighty God. And because you kept trusting in God, God is going to make a way out of no way. So I stop by to tell somebody to just keep on, keep on, keep on trusting in God. When you trust in God, he will make a way out of no way. Now look at the story. When you go to the next two chapters, Ruth found favor because Naomi was a wise woman. Naomi said, oh, tell me what happened today. Ruth said, I got all of this grain. I was in the field of a man named Boaz. When she said Boaz, Naomi got excited. Don't you know that's some of my kinfolk? You in the right land now. I want you to go back to Boaz's field. Don't go to nobody else's field. One thing about that confirmation, Boaz told her the same thing. Say, don't go to nobody else's field, but stay here in my field, and I'm going to take care of you. But Ruth realized, I got to do what the Lord said do. Naomi told Ruth, this is what you got to do. Don't go in there being fresh and fast. Don't go in there acting like you are all of that. But I want you to go like a woman of God. I want you to go in there after he's eating his meal, after he's drinking his beverage, after he laid down for the night. Go in there and lay down at his feet. Don't touch him. Don't let him know that you're there. He'll find out when he wake up. And the Bible says, early in the morning, he woke up. Something was down at his feet. He said, who is that? Who is that? And Ruth spoke up. Say, I'm the damsel. I'm Naomi's damsel. I am Ruth the glean in the field. And I want to let you know that I want you to cover me with your skirt. I want to let you know that I found out that you was a kinsman. And if you cover me, everything is going to be all right. Now what she was talking about, that if he covered her, that meant that he was going to take care of her needs. He was going to get her out of the trouble that she was in. He was going to take on the responsibility of making a way out of no way for her. And he said, I heard what you said. I'm going to honor what you said. But what I need you to do to make sure I'm next in line is lay there all night long. Lay there till the morning. And in the morning, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Well, early in the morning, Naomi was still laying right there. I mean, Ruth, y'all. Ruth was still laying right there. And she got up. He told her where she needed to go. After she went where she had to go, he went and found the next kinsman in line. Say, I want to know, are you going to take over the kinsmanship of Sister Naomi? But you got to understand that if you take on Naomi, you got to take Ruth too. Well, now the one that was in line said, I already got somebody else that I'm supposed to be in line for. So I can't take on this responsibility. Boaz heard just what he needed to hear. But Boaz wasn't a dumb man. Boaz said, come and get me some witnesses. I know how folk talk. I know how folk are. I'm an old man. This is a young woman. And I got to make sure that when I get there, they know everything was just right. All of the witnesses got there. Boaz got there. He began to look around. Boaz said, I want to buy all of the debt that they owe. I want to take them on board. And the Bible said that after he bought that, and after that he made Ruth his wife, after she became his wife, they bear a son, Obadiah, and he was the great-grandfather of King David, which put them in the line for Jesus to come on earth. So I want to let you know that if you keep on trusting God, God already got things worked out for you. If God hadn't interceded in Ruth's life, in other words, we got to understand that you can be a stranger in the land. You can be of a different nationality, but God can take you and use you as an example, bless you, elevate you, and make everything all right. So all you got to do is keep on trusting God. And if you trust God, just like Ruth, he said, recompense will come to you for the work that you've done. That songwriter said, may the work I've done speak for me. That's what happened with Sister Ruth. Her work spoke for her. Her character, her attitude. Somebody saw Jesus in this woman of God. Now do note that she wasn't brought up being taught about God, but she met somebody. And that somebody shared the love of God with her. So she began to trust Naomi's God. She said, Naomi, if God can be that good to you, then I need to serve a God like that. And then think about it. When you deny yourself and give yourself for somebody else, look what God did for Sister Ruth. Ruth was there with nothing. No husband, no money, no job, nowhere to go. Given an opportunity to be free. But love, friendship, a bond. And some of you mothers, some of you ladies out there that have daughter-in-laws, there comes a bond to where you drop the in-law part and you look at them as your own dear children. That's love. And when that love brings you together like that, then that love makes you trust the power of God. I trust God with everything that I have. I trust God because when I'm weak, the word says he makes me strong. But I can say I found out for myself that when I'm weak, God makes me strong. Friday night, we had a hard time in the Lord. I told you Charles got me all excited. And I went to preaching like a fool. And I jumped off their pulpit. Felt good. But yesterday, my back was hurting so bad all day long. My kinfolk called me Mr. Turtle when my back go out. So I was Mr. Turtle yesterday. I was worse than Mr. Turtle early this morning. But I took me 3 Advils. I put some of that aspirin cream on my back. I said, I'm going on because I'm trusting my God. Do it look like I was tired? Does it look like I'm hurt? Well, I'm not right now, but after a while, I can't say. But I said that to say this. That's what the Spirit and the power of God can do for you. Because I said it to share what happened with me, but some of you know the same thing. That you come in here sometime hurting. And when the choir get to singing and the testimonies get to going and the word get to going, you forget all about your pain. Because you trust in the power of God.